Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV, the Jersey Shore edition. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Joining Kevin will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Phil the Thrill Svitek, Roxy Rookie Stryer, and Elizabeth Lizzie K. Kiernan. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 347-855-8269. That's 347-855-8269. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro!
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore Season 2, Episode 10. I'm K-Wow with my fellow Jersey Shore friends to break down everything from tonight's episode. And on our special segment, we'll discuss Angeline's future in television. Plus, we'll get you your Jersey Shore news and gossip. We'll hear from some other fans, too. But right now, you know, we could go into a breakdown. We could talk about all these other side things, a Canadian girl moaning. We could talk about Tom, JY's boyfriend, coming and leaving her, being emotional. We saw a little bit of Pauly D and his, like, little Cuban chick. But really, Angeline dominated this episode. We knew from the previews. The preview was nothing but it was like episode 1 to 9, all of Angeline's antics. You knew it was coming. You knew that this was going to be the final showdown of Angeline. So anyway, it's like, let's open it right up to talk about at least the situation versus Angeline, just to begin with. Like, so we open up with them. Those two are brawling. We knew that was coming, but ultimately, like, this is now the beginning of the end. So it starts out with the two of them battling. Like let's talk about this. What,
you know, I mean, she says, "Why is he calling me a hoe like a jerk off?" And that's how we open up the show.
She is a hoe. She's never wrong. She will never apologize.
No,
it's a little word, but people really care about it. Sorry, I just said it. It's not that hard.
Well, okay, so right, oh right. I thought you were going to say about a hoe. Is
no,
a little
no, 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 not but, not the word hoe. The word sorry.
But she, this girl, I'm telling you guys, is completely disconnected.
Won't own up to anything.
You know what?
But she won't clean up after herself.
I don't even know.
Like, what is it?
Yeah,
please,
I
almost like as we did this. You know what, Corey? We should have this week. We should have booked a shrink. Like, I really think that you guys, when they do their next cycle, we need to bring in. And I have two friends who are doctors in the field of psychology, and I think we need to bring them in and have them watch this from beginning to end, because I'm puzzled by this girl.
From how she acts, I could assume she's an only child. And she's been spoiled her whole life. And you saw a little bit of that when her mom sent clothes she would like. She bought her all these things.
Right.
And her, like,
you're right. Good.
She
does
that anyway.
She has OCS, only child syndrome. It happens all the time.
Right.
She doesn't clean up. She doesn't apologize for anything. And I don't even know if she knows that she's wrong.
That's why she
can't. Actually, you know what? I have an authority on this. I'm sitting next to an only child.
Ooh.
Oh.
So, okay, Phil the Thrill. You've got the – can you speak to this point?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a big worry about only if you're an only child, how you will grow up. And that it was made a point to me by my parents to not be like that, you know, okay, I want something. You have to get the good grades to be able to have
it. So they raged against it.
Yes. And, you know, I fought my ways and I half got my ways and things like that. But I think what supports Angelina is her friends. And for me, I don't know. I just, that's why I wish I was on the Jersey Shore, because growing up, I didn't have too many friends. But, you know, her friend Gina saying, you could fuck 10 dudes in one day and, you know, yeah, do what you want.
By the way, could we have gotten, is it Gina was her name?
I think so.
Could we have gotten her off the show any faster?
Oh my God.
I couldn't look at her anymore. I'm sorry.
She had cellulite on her face. I've never seen that before.
She wasn't even on a face because nothing looked
there. Was like, no, there was nothing. Oh, good. I'm so glad. Listen, I'm getting word that Ian Kaiser Sose is on the line. Corey, can we put him through?
Ian.
Is he there? Yeah.
Ian is not an only child, by the way.
No, Ian is not an only child.
No, that makes sense, though, because that's why she can't relate to anyone in the house.
Oh, my God.
And when they're like, we're
you're
a
so
family,
right.
She's like, fuck you. I'm on my own.
It's yeah,
like,
right.
Because you've never been able to rely on anyone.
Good for you for cracking the case. You're right, with getting the dresses sent and all those other things.
And that's why she, what does she say? I miss my mom. Like, I miss my mother.
You're right.
She can point fingers left and right and call everybody else fake. But you know what? On that point, I think that everybody on the show is pretty real. They're obnoxious. They're horrible.
No, they're real.
This is why we love the show.
This is why it's the best show on television, because they are real.
And that's why when they have fights, they make up, because then they apologize.
Like you do with your real siblings.
No,
you know,
right,
when you fight with your friends, sometimes you're mad for a week, you don't talk, whatever. When you fight with your sister,
you have to see her at dinner.
A minute later, you're going to watch TV together. It's just the way it works, and that's how they do it.
You're
that's
like,
how
whatever.
It should be, honestly.
But I mean, with now it's a, wait, is Ian here or not? Ian, are you there?
No Ian for us.
You can hear him? Oh, there you are.
Oh.
So he just better bring his volume up, Corey. All right, so Ian, come on. What are your thoughts? But by the way, Ian, I'm pretty excited with the breakthrough from our own Elizabeth Lizzie K. Kiernan here with the whole Angelina being an only child. I think that now that suddenly parts the clouds for me.
Yeah, well, I come out all the time defending Angelina, but I'm not going to this week. But I can't defend anyone else in the house either, though. I think we're watching behavior that is maybe a notch up from Jerry Springer. And it took me this long to realize, but this behavior is insane.
Why are you always, why were you and your, fuck, goddamn,
that's
your big bucket of cold water always, Ian.
Raining on the parade.
Well, yeah. Because they're having amazing lives. I saw this differently. I looked over at Corey during the episode, and Corey, what did I say to you? I said, I'm going on roids. I said, I want to do a, do you want to do a cycle of roids with me? I'm like, I'm ready to go. I want to start shooting up. I want tats. I want in. Their lives are amazing, Ian. What are you talking? The only reason you're critical is because your friends, you live this life just on the higher end. You and your team in Chicago. Yes.
Oh, he has nothing to say to that.
See? That's why I think.
I'll tell you what I realized. It. When Snooki and Angelina started fighting, and it took somebody from out, you could see somebody got their hands on her who was like a bodyguard or something, and not one of the guys wanted to break it off. They would have let them fight till they were bloody on the ground, and that's like, that behavior is sick to me. That's crazy.
No, don't, okay. Happen.
They would have stopped it, but she had it coming, and they've been waiting the whole season.
And I think they kind of knew that no one was getting hurt. Don't you think that was it, Ian?
He moved the table. Come on,
that's
now.
Right.
That's gotta count for
he
something.
Moved the table.
He was more worried about the table
he
than
the
girls.
He was like, "Yeah, actually. I didn't want anything to happen to the table."
Well, and if Kevin, if this girl is sick, as you're always saying, if she really does have some mental issues, you're really gonna let Snooki go and beat her up then, and like let
But again, what do I tell you about people in their 20s, Ian? I've told you this before. Conscience, they're not fully developed yet. That's why we send them to war to kill people. You get older, you start going, maybe this isn't right. They're at that age. Granted, situation's really pushing it for his age, you know. But, I mean, it was funny. The very last, and I don't want to talk about the after show yet, but the very last shot of the episode, I think I said it out loud to you guys. I go, I feel bad for her. But at that point, but no one else here was. And, no. I mean, I kind of get, that probably was barbaric that everyone was just letting it go. Maybe, I'd like to think because they didn't think they were hurting each other, but maybe you're right, Ian.
It didn't go on that long.
And you know what?
You think it was just editing?
Yeah.
It kind of made me think about how similar are JWoww and Angelina sometimes. If the situations have been reversed and JWoww hadn't been there this season.
Here's the difference.
Okay, give me the difference.
You already said it. I'd said to you, JWoww is your crazy Italian chick, or she at least comes from that world.
So is Angelina, though. Sort
nutty,
of.
Nutty, yes. So just meaning she'll snap on a dime. Like she goes from
they
like one
do.
To ten. But because she, maybe it's not an only child, or because she's more connected, she comes back down to earth and is like, I'm sorry.
And talks
or,
about it.
And talks about it.
And can establish just, relationships.
Yeah, you don't want to push her buttons because she goes nuts. And she's the type of person who can't stop in that moment. I know a lot of people like this, who in the moment can't. Actually, I see you being like that, right? Are you like that? I think when you get revved up,
you know
I don't
what,
think there's anything stopping you.
It takes a lot to get me revved up, but once
then,
I get going.
That's right. There's no stopping you. But then the next day, I could see you being like, all right, what the hell, dude? And I think that's what I see that in her, which
pretty accurate there.
But I don't see that with Angeline. I mean, there's not the next day, still fighting.
Screaming at people, being like, you're fake. Like, she wants to start a fight.
Yeah, it's just being like, guys, I don't know what's wrong.
What was that thing that she said that? She said, I've tried to be nice to every person in this house.
Yeah. When I've been
I
respectful.
Didn't see that.
No,
I've been,
but I mean,
I've been respectful. Who sleeps in somebody's bed? If I came
into my room
and there was a not just one person, but a couple sleeping in my bed.
I mean,
that is so weird.
But you can't tell me that Mike didn't antagonize some of those situations. He wouldn't let up. He was looking for a fight. He wanted her out of the house.
Okay, so wait. So Ian, wait. How did he antagonize? How? I mean, I think he did, but I want to know you, is there something I didn't see?
You
tell me.
When she had said thank you for letting me sleep in the bed, but
she did not say those words.
No, thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you. I'm so glad.
Is there an alternate show you're watching?
Yeah, no, Ian. Tell me, is it the Chicago version, the Midwest time?
He said that. Her boy said that.
Yeah, and he said,
yeah, Jose, and yeah, we situation acknowledged that.
So glad. You know why, Elizabeth, why it's so nice to have you here? Let me just sidebar for a second. Because you know what? Ian is always making me feel guilty. Because he's always just the left wing. He's always going on the other side of the fence. I'm so glad he's been countered today.
Sorry,
I'm really
Ian.
Excited.
Smiley Elizabeth
I'm going to rewind my TiVo. I'm almost positive she did say thank you. She never said
no,
sorry.
She was being facetious.
Because he said to her, are you not going to say anything? She's like, I said thank you.
She said thank you. Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
And she's like, can we drop it? And he's like, can you just admit that you were wrong? She's like, I said thank you. It's like, no, that's not admitting you were wrong.
And she knows. That one I really do think she knows. Because if somebody had slept in her bed, you better believe she would have completely torn them to shreds.
The being such a slob is such a turnoff to me. I mean, so gross. You find that redeeming as well, Ian?
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah, I think Ian
he loves
that.
A Staten Island
because Ian's kind of dirty.
To do all day. I was thinking, like, what does she have to do all day?
Nothing, no.
In that house, but she can't clean up.
I'll tell
you,
I think we just had about 15 minutes cut off of this show, at least for me, because Elizabeth, by you saying the only child thing, I understand all of this now.
Yeah.
She's been completely overstimulated. She's been
brainwashed her whole life.
Her
like, you are a princess.
Life, just everything. And that's why it's just about sitting around. Right. Her crap doesn't stink.
Yeah.
No matter what she does. And so there's nothing. There's no accountability for anything.
Now she doesn't have social skills or
nothing,
social cues.
Nothing. And let this be a lesson to all you parents out there. This is how bad you fail a child when you think you're spoiling them.
What I want to know is when did Sam and Ron... They were not on her side from the beginning of the episode.
Right.
And she was saying that she was trying to get them on her side and that she was trying
to... No, remember their, like, little alliance that was formed after the note?
Right. So when did that break apart? I missed that when the two... When...
Because she started attacking everyone. Including...
No, but it was a little before that. They weren't sticking up for her at all. And you could see Sam's face. Maybe it was editing again, but she was kind of rolling her eyes when Angelina was giving her first couple speeches. I feel like I missed the... There was no connection there. They were best friends, Sam was saying.
They were.
Was best
no,
friend
no.
In the house.
They were. But I think she, when she just had this attack, you're all phony. And again, only child, just lashed out at everybody.
Then they were like, enough.
And they were like, they were like.
No, it changed when Ronnie came in and he said Mike was standing still. He is ADD. He never stands still. So he knew that something was wrong. And then when they said that Angelina hit him in the face, and they know that she's such a pig. So they were like, what? I think that's when it.
Yeah, that could be it.
Or you guys, are those two like, were they just looking for a reason to bail out? Because the everyone was against her at that point. Like, that's kind of what I felt like, that they were crappy friends. That
I don't know how you could stand up for her when she's so wrong.
You know what? They didn't want to be, because I bet they could see that she was going to leave, and then they didn't want to be the two that stuck up for her. That's a good point.
That's what I thought. I felt like they were like, they bailed. So I don't really respect them for that.
No. But then she did call all of them fake and bash them all.
She did. She drew all fake. You're right. And that's what they said about her, too.
And that's why they didn't say a lot of mean things to her. But then when she questioned them, they're like, "But you just
Ian, what do you think?
What was your version?"
Because it is so petty when that they're getting upset because she said everyone's fake. That seems like something really petty to get that upset about.
Right. So what do you think? Why did they just bail? They just didn't want to be on a losing team. They didn't want to be anchored to the sinking ship.
I don't. You know, it's a good question. I don't know why.
But by the way, Ian,
but don't you think like sometimes the littlest of things hurt the most? I mean, because they weren't the ones being fake. Now, what if one of your friends, close Chicago friends, you know, you were sticking up for them, and all of a sudden you get called like, "Oh, you never helped me out, Ian." You know, that one line, wouldn't that kill you? Even though you're helping this guy, like, whatever.
No, not if I was completely fake like Ronnie is. If I was fake as could be. And most of what I did and said was based on lies.
So Ronnie's fake.
Ian, that was quite the accusation there.
So you're saying Ronnie's fake?
Well, are you going to deny that Ronnie's fake?
No, I'm not. I just want to hear it from you. Listen, you know my Fab Five. You know my Fab Five is MVP.
No, but you know, Ronnie really did redeem himself in my book tonight with his little announcer speech. I thought that was really funny.
That's funny, but you know what? He is funny. But, like, even last week, we were watching Phil and I were watching the replay. And last week, what did he say to Sammy? We really
killed it.
We really killed it tonight. And she was like, "Yeah, and I'm capable of a lot more." Like, how did you kill it? You guys danced at a club together?
Yeah, that was what they meant.
They're just so goofy. I dig them a little bit. I don't really.
Not when they're not together. They're very annoying. But together and when things are working out, I'm happy with them being happy for a little bit.
All right.
I think they deserve each other. Take that however you will.
I would agree. I would agree with that. No, you know me. I'm partisan to MVP and Snooki and JWoww. And I know, Ian, you're a big fan of JWoww. At least I thought you were.
It's waning, but yeah, I'll
it's waning, Ian.
I really wish
everyone here knew your friends. And I don't want to start naming names, but oh my God, do they drink? They're in the limos. They're VIP. The whole thing. The only thing your team is missing is the male violence. But your women are kind of violent.
Ian, I want to hear your favorite.
I love this fantasy world you've created for me.
Time I go to Chicago, and I don't want a name drop for that, the guy that owns all those bars there. Like, I mean, every time we go there, it's like that group. I mean, I have to beg you on a Sunday to go for, like, stuffed pizza, to get, like, regular food.
We're always getting, like, Chicago, Jersey Shore West.
We're always being,
we're like the next closest equivalent to the Jersey Shore.
No, but I'm saying, like, you're on your, like, you know, your high horse here. Like, your team isn't so far off.
You know what? Maybe that's why I'm hating so much.
It's maybe, like, that is it.
Jealous?
Those qualities in yourself that you hate is what you pick out in other people.
No, maybe.
Who's your Angelina in the group? Or do you have one? Did you guys weed her out already?
No, we don't want to name them. I could tell you.
I'm not going to name it. But the thing that I can't wait to get on is to this after show, because somebody really disappointed me in that.
All right, okay, let's wait on the after show. Let's talk about so obviously the situation and her banging heads the whole time. You're saying that situation was pushing her buttons, but, like, I just don't see the situation as a guy who wants to really fight with anybody. He falls in line of lover, not a fighter.
He called himself the glue.
And what do you say, the father of the family?
Yeah. He considers himself the matriarch.
He does, but you know, but the thing is, like, to get a punch in the face from the girl last year and not really react. I mean, usually guys like, you know, all right, here I go again. I can say it. Italian guys like myself, you get hit in the face, I don't care who hit you, you're gonna react. But he's like, you know, he gets upset, but he doesn't, like, clench his fist. He doesn't want to hit anybody. And it's like, for him to be driven to this point, it's just saying something about her more than him, I think.
He invited her to dinner and out to the club after she pulled all that shit.
What about that?
He's a man about it.
And how about that? He's like, "Are you coming?" Like, still.
He said, "You can come."
Throwing her the lifeline.
Please, you guys. That was a fake. The way that he was talking to her was so beyond fake.
Yeah, but it wasn't even necessary.
That was an antagonistic voice he was using.
No.
Not then. then?
No, no, no. No. When she said it wasn't.
When they're all on the couch.
And when she said no and started being
Then she was like, no,
distant,
I can decide what I want to do with my life.
Then he started, amped it up. No, but the original thing wasn't like that. Ian, it's not what makes it.
Ian,
he is Jim Tan Laundry. That's it. That just encapsulates that guy and schmushing. He's not about fighting with people.
She doesn't fit into the picture.
That doesn't drive him. Not driven by that.
And the other thing is I'm forgetting names. But the mentality of that, one of the major complaints about her was that she's bringing guys home, and that's not something for girls to do. That's something for guys to do.
That's not okay. Oh God, you're so left wing. No, of course wasn't at you. Well, no, it's not right, and they should be able to smush like the guys can smush and whatever.
Well, here's the thing. But Pauly D, he has his girlfriend, and now he's sort of being faithful to that. Vinny was going to be faithful to that. So I mean, she was stringing this guy along, Jose, and that's that. So. You know, I'm sure they didn't define their relationship, her and Jose, but it was a relationship.
No, but that's not what he was calling her out on. He was calling her out on bringing guys home, which is something that we saw Mike do all season and did tonight.
Right, but you know what? If she owned up to it and she was like, damn right, I got game. You better watch out because I'm going to step to this. But she doesn't. She's still like, no. And then she said she slept with Jose. She didn't. Then when they gave her shit, she was like, no, I didn't. Instead, I'd be like, yeah, I fucked him hard. Like, just own up to it.
We'll bleep that
People
out later.
People would respect you.
That's the thing. There's one thing to be said about sluts in general. If you're a slut and you know you're a slut and you love that you're a slut, that's awesome. I have friends that go out, they hook up with a million guys, and I'm like, you go, girl.
I know, and we want to meet them.
And
we want to meet them, right,
Corey? Damn right, I go.
We want to meet them.
And then there are those girls who hook up with the world.
Secret sluts.
And then you, exactly.
We call them closet whores.
No, but they think they're closet whores, but everybody knows. And they know everybody knows, but they deny it anyway.
And so that's unbecoming.
And that's what she is.
And that's what you like, Ian.
No, I don't think it's all who make them have to act that way, because they'll persecute him for being that way, and if they embrace it, I think he'd be even worse to her.
Remember the South Park episode when the aliens came, Phil, and there was like the liberal guy with like the fanny pack and the walking stick? That's Ian.
It's so
just
Ian
coming out like taking up for the alien rights.
Yep, absolutely.
Ian's the devil's advocate, but he's actually just
the devil. Right wing. It is constantly right wing. I think Glenn Beck's going to be talking about it tonight on his after program.
Well, there you go again. Just so left wing now, because we're the dumb ones, right? Because
no,
you guys know, because the left
not,
is so
no.
educated. Nope. That's right. We're the Neanderthals.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I'm big on people having their opinion. It's all debate.
All right, so let's move on to Angeline versus Snooki, which they teased last week. What I was grateful for, you guys, is we were for sure, we thought the very last act over the credits would be their fight, as they've been doing every single episode. But what I really enjoy is the fact that they paid it off.
They took care of us this week.
Yeah, they did. They took care of us.
They did.
I know you were a little horrified. And what about, like, the friend go? And you know what I loved? I loved when Snooki was like, no, go. What was the kid's name?
Alex.
They usually
yeah.
go,
Mike.
Mike.
But she didn't care
was it
about
Mike?
Him. She didn't care.
But
at
no.
Oh
but
wait, are we? We're
no,
talking
at the
about
very
oh.
end.
Oh, at the very end, that's Alex.
Alex, and yeah, and she was like,
Snooki
nope.
has respect for
yeah,
herself.
You went, you talked to her for 10 minutes. You're done.
My
you know.
Favorite part of the entire thing. I'm still pretty. I'm still pretty.
I'm still pretty.
I thought that was the best. You know what? And it's well, I'm not gonna say it's true, but good for you, Snooki.
Exactly.
You just kick again, some serious butt,
honest.
And you get up, and you're smiling, and you're laughing. She has everybody in the house has her back. Everybody loves Snooki.
Yeah,
everyone
now what a turnaround.
America
not
loves
America. I said America's retarded sweetheart. You know, right? This is like everyone like is now.
That's
in
my
love
girl.
With
She's
Snooki.
A little spitfire. I love that.
No,
you know?
But look, listen to this. The people, you know, last year, you know, beginning of last season, it was like, who is this troll? But she is really, really warmed
She's
up to everybody.
She's the one you hear about all in the news, which we'll talk about later, and everywhere. She's everywhere. Everyone loves her.
But they love her. Because
she is real,
honest,
though,
right?
But it happened that episode
she's
where
real.
She was over the top and she was making out with everyone, like the very first episode,
right.
The first season, and then she sat down and she didn't remember anything. She was like, guys, listen, like people really like me. I don't know what's
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, how about
on.
That? See, she stepped up and she said that to
that
Angeline. How many times? Like,
she
listen, I stepped
too.
Forward and I apologized.
And I was like, that. She was like, that wasn't me last night. I really want you to get to know me. And everyone did, and they loved her.
Okay, now let's hear from the left. Ian?
No, look, I know we could all love her. Let's just hope she stays stocked up so we can all continue loving her as drunk as possible. And hopefully she won't get alcohol poisoning in her cirrhosis of the liver.
Oh, look at, listen to you, Ian. Wow.
No, you're pushing me into this corner now. Come on. I don't want to take.
You don't have a corner. You have an entire wing, Ian.
Yeah, you've got your wing. But, I mean, so the Angeline pretty much, I mean, Snooki delivers the knockout blow. And that's it. And just, and
to be honest, I thought it was a pretty even fight.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that Angeline actually left, which is what Snooki said that made her win, I thought they were really pretty even.
Okay.
Hair and hair.
But she said one, well, Snooki said she left, so she gave her that. But you know, there was one shot of Angeline right after the fight where she was just kind of standing there. And I think in that moment, I wanted to feel bad for her, but again, still like disconnected.
Like, even she as she was leaving, she still wanted to start fights with people.
Yes.
Like, just leave. Just stop talking about leaving. Stop being like, I'm getting my bags. Look at me. I'm leaving. You didn't stand up for me. It's like, just go.
Do you think that was holding on a little bit to like the last minute on TV?
Yes,
the last
absolutely.
Minute
right.
She wanted everybody to come running after her, and there was not a single person in that house that was going to go after her.
I can't believe she even admitted it, though. She was like, I wanted someone to stop me. It's like, right, that's what you wanted to do the first season, and everyone said bye.
Yeah, and that was it.
Because she doesn't bring anything positive.
No,
and they all said that. They said once she left, everything was all good.
Right.
Of course it was. They all love each other.
Once she leaves. Because it's the love-hate thing of the crazy family, where she's not really part of the crazy family because she doesn't connect. Why? Thank you, Elizabeth. It's because she's an only child.
Oh, yes.
Now, wow. Like, crystal clear now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's really, if we can, let's go drinking.
You know, we don't need a psychologist. We got Elizabeth.
No, we have Elizabeth. Yeah. We'll be counting on you from here on in. Okay, so after show happens, we decide we were going to go up 5 minutes after the show normally, like we always do, and we saw the after show, said, no, we've got to park it and watch the after show. Let's talk about the after show, you guys. We get to see, no Ronnie, no Pauly D, no Sammy, but we find out that Vinny and Snooki, well, Snooki's had a crush on him forever.
So cute.
Right? And the two of them are together, and they have their, like, little thing.
I think that would make, they would be a really cute couple.
It's not going to happen. But,
I'm not saying
and
it
he
is. Even,
but he was great, very...
He was very respectful.
The way
about
he put it, we'll always...
Off.
He basically was like, we'll always be... Basically, what he said was, we'll hook up every now and again.
Maybe sometime in the future.
But, yeah. But
he said it nicely, though. You know, he really does care about
someone. No, he likes her a lot. He likes her a lot.
Oh, it was great how he walked right in, walked right by Angeline.
I know. Did you see the body language? He turned, and you see his, on the chair, on the couch, he just turned his back to Angeline, just so spooked. And do you guys believe that they really haven't seen her since Miami? Do you believe that?
Probably.
Because didn't somebody say that? Who had said it? Was
I,
it JWoww?
Oh.
Jenny?
Well, I'm sure they had to have done stuff for the promotion.
Well, I have to tell you, probably, you're right. But I know when a lot of the interviews went down, she was
there.
Never there.
Yeah.
She was never there on the promotional interviews.
Mm. She wasn't at the VMAs, right?
No, I don't think so.
I was saying that I think we're probably going to run into her at the Jersey Shore next season, though. She'll probably
just
make
to throw
an
a curve.
Yeah, just to throw a curve. Some club out one night. I think she'll be there.
Before she knows
we
where
get
they're
to that,
going.
No, before we talk about it, because we're going to go over that in our special segment, but let's talk about the after show. So you don't believe that this is the first time they've seen her?
I think it could be. They don't want to see her.
It seemed like it, right. It seemed like it. It seems like they really don't like
her. I mean, to the point where I think Snooki would be like, is Angeline going to be there? Because I'm not going.
And she's totally, couldn't you see her being like that?
Yeah.
And of course, because she is the queen.
Even just to avoid conflict, I think Snooki would say something like that because they just don't want to deal with her anymore.
Right.
That's it.
There's enough. They give us enough entertainment, being honest. You know, you don't have to put them in a volatile situation because they make that anyway.
As we heard, her new nickname, The Excuse.
The
it's
Excuse.
Perfect.
I love that.
Amazing.
She can throw out a million and one excuses for why everything happened, but she just
so she
won't
comes
say
up
sorry.
And she's like, look how good I look. I mean, like, and she spins around.
That was the most trashy, disgusting display.
No.
And she's like, look at that boy in the back. He thinks I'm cute.
And then when Vinny's like, oh, you'll get in. She's like, no, you won't. No,
you won't. No, you won't. No,
you're
then
saying,
she starts
like,
yelling at the guy.
Thing.
Yeah, do you see her? Like
you
going
are
the
such
guy.
A contradiction.
No, she's, again.
That'd be a good
I was going to say, I have all these things to say, disconnected, out of her mind. Only child syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Just me,
she's
me,
delusional.
me. Yes, just lives in her little tunnel. And that's the way it's been with her. And it's, I mean, like, but... she just played herself out. I can't believe it. And JWoww, again, with that quick, like, wick, went right at it, was ready to brawl on the stage.
Would you guys have walked out on her, too? Do you think you would have just gotten up and left?
Oh, yeah, because you know what, Ian? When I think of the, with our last movie we made, and you know the couple people I'm talking about, yeah, I would have walked out. When I think oof, that's how repulsed they harsh are. The way I'm repulsed by the people that you and I know, Ian. So I would walk out.
Yeah.
Ian, you'd sit there.
I don't think you'd love her.
I don't think you sit down with those people. It's interesting if they even sat down, but yeah. You'd walk out.
I'd walk out for sure. I don't know about Phil. Would you walk? No, Phil wouldn't.
No, I'd walk out.
You would walk out? No, but, you don't. You never react.
But I gotta say though, I've been kind of holding this in. I think for me, the way this episode would have been phenomenally ended was if just John Trump came in there and was like, "Angelina, you're fired," because you had the whole cab ride. You had, and just, if
yeah,
you had
everything,
music,
the comments in the back, yeah.
Yeah, that just reminded me of that moment, and just get out. Nobody wanted you.
Yeah.
Suck at business. Go.
Go. You're fired.
How awesome do we think it was, though, that Vinny finally just said that to her? The only reason I slept with you was to say in the morning, oh, yeah, you weren't saying that last night. That was
he's like, yeah,
the
man,
icing on the cake.
Oh, see, that's where I lost Vinny. I thought that was lousy.
What are you talking about? That was so
Corey's
cool.
Who is this
guy?
Ian, that was great.
Ian, please. Good.
You got Corey even saying that. You know it was good.
I thought he was, like, genuinely a good guy, and now he's using it, sleeping with someone as some sort of, like, currency. It's just that doesn't sit well with me.
Oh, my
God.
I
think
not, Ian.
And that's not principle.
There's no rules in war, Ian.
Did you hear that, Ian?
No, I missed that. What was that?
Corey said from the engineer booth, there's no rules in war. So
I think he probably thought of that the next day because they were both so drunk.
So do you think Vinny's been corrupt? Here's why I don't think Vinny's been corrupted. I think Vinny's still the guy. If you go and you watch that after show again, there's a couple of, like, really bashful looks he made at the very beginning. And I know, Phil, you criticized him. You said that's why he couldn't get the girl that time, because he was like, can I get a mercy date or whatever, sympathy date? Or,
yeah.
Right? He's still that guy. And when they started talking about, was it Snooki and him together? And he just put on this such a bashful face. He's a good kid. I just think with her, Ian, we didn't have to live down there with her, but you're dealing with some disconnected slob. I mean, what did she bring to the table? I mean, at the end of the day, I get she's a human being, but, like, they all really did try to reach out. I mean, Jenny went out to talk to her. Of all people. Don't you remember Jenny from the first week? I'm going to beat your face in. You don't sleep with one
eye
open.
Here, yeah.
Right? And she went out and said to her, you know, and tried.
Yeah.
Ian,
no,
can you give me some more? Ian, so what do you do when I'm talking like this? Are you surfing the net? Like, what are you doing? Honestly,
I've
made my point. Now, come on, tell me, like that.
It's civil discourse. No, so what I was going to say is that I like Vinny, and I think that Vinny shows a lot of character. But I just think this statement, like, I didn't know where that was coming from, and
I just think
the whole after show felt like a Jerry Springer to me.
Yeah, but
standing up, I'm so hot, like that came out of nowhere.
But you're, but
I should have pounded you in the face. That all just seems
yeah,
crazy.
But wait, you said what 2 weeks ago? It should be the insane show, right? Come on, this is them. This is who they are. But I'll tell you know what, Ian, and I don't want to keep bringing it back to you, but I remember, like, in college, do you guys? And I know some of you are still in college, but. Did you have an Angeline that you, and when I say an Angeline, I mean somebody like that you lived with or was part of your group or whatever, that was just 100% wrong, 100% annoying, and no matter
yes,
what you did.
100%.
Okay?
I wish you knew.
Right, and it's just like, no, and I remember, and you know what I hated worse, what I grew to hate worse than Angeline? Ian. Because
yeah,
there was always an Ian in our group
that stood up for the girl.
Exactly, and then we'd be back to square one. You know, but maybe
Ian,
just,
people like you make her think that she's right.
You're an enabler.
You're an enabler.
There
we go.
I hope there's some callers who are going to call in and defend me tonight. I really do. I hope we get some callers.
I don't think you're getting defended tonight, Ian.
Hilarious. Sorry.
You're the Angelina in our group, apparently.
I'm gonna do it till the day I die. I'll defend people because I, you know,
that's who you are. You're the guy that stops the Holocaust. That's what we love about you, Ian.
No, I mean, if you look, think about it, like, I don't want to go off like too far on a tangent, but look at all the internet bullying that's been going on, and
you're right,
killing themselves.
We need, like, all
I
right.
I can live with that on my conscience. I couldn't be part of this mob mentality that gangs up on this girl, who, as you said, might not be completely altogether stable, and have blood on my hands. That's crazy.
So you're saying, in case Angelina's listening, Corey, you don't want to be the reason she jumps.
Ian, Corey,
Cut him off, Corey.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I think,
Ian, you're going to be late to your flight to Staten Island.
Yeah, let's get... Ian, no, you know what?
I hear it's nice this time of year.
Ian, honestly, for AfterBuzz TV Network, you are an important part of our family. And even though you are sticking up for the Angelina, I can't wait for the Angelina in our, like, posse that steps up, that you stick up for. You're right. You're necessary, because you're right with what you're saying. It's just slightly annoying, and I go back to I stick to what I said. I always hated the Ian of the group, right, Roxy? You've had the Ians, right?
No, but it's more the Angelina that I hated.
You hate the Angelina, but when you get a little older, you're going to learn to hate the Ian, because you can at least lop off the head of the Angelina and move on to new business.
Right.
But the Ian is the one that, like, keeps the merry-go-round going.
No, I totally
I'm very convincing, though. I can convince
okay.
an Ian.
You guys, listen. No, not Ian, you can't. Trust me. No, not with Ian. No, you can't with Ian. He's always going to give you the other side. Okay, Angeline's future in television and her future in general. This is our special segment. What are your thoughts, Ian?
Honestly,
you're not even a fan of the show. Why am I asking you? Roxy, what's your future?
I didn't like that she waited around, like, to do her goodbye and get into this. She provoked that confrontation, but I do respect her leaving in a way. Like, because I do think that she would walk away from it all and not care. And you have to respect that to some degree.
Well, if she didn't care, then why'd she come back this year? No, she's just a brat. And she walked home, and then when she got home and had her, like, my three-day thing, which is the first day you celebrate, the second day you go, third day you go, oh, geez.
She regretted it.
I screwed up. Yeah, and you would have respected her if she said, I respect the oldest Osborne daughter. It was like, no, want nothing to do with it. This girl just was a brat, only child syndrome, jerk to the T-shirt guy. I was right then and there, because you know how many of those people on a film set I've had to deal with who are, quote, over it? Oh, I don't do this. I'm about get out of here. I love that she got thrown out. I love that, like, she cost herself tens of thousands of dollars, maybe millions. So they throw her a lifeline. She, of course, rushes back because everybody in Staten Island said, what are you, an idiot? And you know what? They're going to be saying that to her, not now because she's got a little fame off this. 6 months from now, you'll see she'll be hearing it again because she'll turn back into a pumpkin like they all do, Ian, as we've been over hundreds of times. And then she's going to want to be right back on the show. I don't respect her. But beyond that, what's her future in television?
I think it's very brief. Her future in television, she'll get a couple things for the next...
Like what?
6 months.
Like what?
Like an interview at 1 a.m. on MTV when they have nothing else to put on.
Really?
Saying,
so you don't think, like,
you miss it?
You don't think I'm a celebrity, get me out of here? Some of those, like, shows that have, or maybe a Celeb Rehab or a Sober House.
Because people don't even like to watch her that much anymore. So, no, I kind of think everyone's over her a little bit.
Interesting.
I think she could try and get on some sort of other celebrity show, but I think she would get eliminated right away. I don't think she has any sort of fan base. I think she'll get a TV interview. I think she'll do a couple magazine interviews right now.
Right now.
That's it, Phil.
Absolutely not. This girl does not have a future. Or maybe she apparently does if Ian and her get a TV show called Ian and Angelina.
Fall in Love?
Yeah. But other than that...
That's very cute. But listen, I don't know. How many people can you guys name that really have had some level of fame that have nothing, that have no options anymore?
Yeah, I agree with
you. So what are you saying, Corey? What do you think? No, but what are you saying? I mean, what's the future?
I think there's always something. There's always an outlet somewhere where they can make some kind of living and get exposure. That's always an option once you achieve a certain level of fame, which I think she has.
All right, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to go down. Ready?
From
the elder. Okay, you're right, Ian. She not only just has fame, she has an extraordinary amount of fame because this show is so hot. So she'll always get something. I I do think that she's not very compelling to watch, though. This is where her shortcoming is going to be. Not very compelling to watch. Not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. But she does have the fame. I do see it as her grasping at straws. I see her at some of the reality shows that have a hard time casting celebrities. You know, Dancing with the Stars obviously just has, like, they turn away people every year. But a lot of these other shows have a very, very, very difficult time casting. The Sober House, Celebrity Rehab. If you notice,
like,
I mean,
when you're too fat and have to lose weight, what's that show?
That's another one she would do. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's a show. So I think she will end up on these shows. Whereas I've always said that someday you're going to be excited to see the situation with the station wagon and the baby seat when he has his first kid and how he's going to deal with it. Like, I think the big five, my starting five, will go on to have their own shows and in different, like on Oxygen and Bravo.
You think
and, like,
they're set for life or for the meantime?
If they want to, yes.
Okay.
Because I think that they're compelling to watch, and you're going to want to see them in 3 or 4 or 5 years. You're going to want to see them. You'd want to see them graduate to, I'm engaged, I'm starting a business, I'm having a baby, I'm having an operation, whatever it is. I think you're going to be that, but with the lower ones. Angelina, who's the lowest of the low, is she's gonna. This is where she'll exist.
Are we gonna see a newlyweds, Ron and Sammy?
Exactly, something like that.
Only 100%. Together, neither one could carry a show.
No,
though.
No, but you would see that. But again, they're the lower tier. But I think the top tier will always have something.
Snookin' for love.
Oh my God! There
Ooh,
you go.
I like it.
Well, I always say, Elizabeth, you should be development. But. But, yeah, no, I think that her future is to kind of be whatever BCD list personality that ends up on the Celebrity Fat Club.
Well, I don't know what it's called.
Celebrity Fit Club?
Celebrity Fit Club. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I mean, those kind of lower tier shows that generally struggle. Sober House or Celebrity Rehab. I mean, what Celebrity Rehab?
Do they have Celebrity Big Brother? I don't even know.
They don't, but if they did,
I just pitched it.
There you go. But she would be. That's, I think, where she's gonna end up. I mean, me personally. I mean, that's unless anyone else disagrees.
What about this guy that she mentioned on the after show? Do we think that there's anything serious going on there, or was she just kind of throwing it out there?
I think he's capitalizing on her like little 15
Angelina's
minutes.
Angelina's boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is that? Why she should have. Give us a name or something.
You mean her boyfriend?
Right.
Yeah, right. No,
oh, and she
said
2 months, so seriously. They go, how long? Oh, you know, 2 months.
2 months.
We're moving in. We're so happy. No, we're in love.
Yeah, no.
I love my boyfriend. My boyfriend does this.
No,
my boyfriend's the best.
No, yeah. It's just, it's, she'll be the queen of Staten Island. And you know what? Maybe that'll make her happy.
Maybe she'll run for mayor.
And final thoughts on this. Oh, okay. AfterBuzz
TV News.
Okay, you guys, we're going to go to this week's After Buzz TV Jersey Shore News and Gossip with our own Elizabeth Lizzie K. Kiernan.
Thank you, Kevin. And this week we learned Snooki will be penning her own novel to be released January 2011. Simon & Schuster's Gallery Books will publish A Sure Thing, a novel about a girl looking for love on the boardwalk full of big hair, dark tans, and crazy fights.
Wow.
Just about a month ago, Snooki admitted to reading her first book ever. And
how far she's come.
And now she's writing a novel.
Right, so obviously a ghostwriter's coming in. And let's talk, you know, was it Lauren Conrad wrote two novels, and they actually sold okay, but if you're a fan of the Gossip Girl books, they're not very well done.
Well, I'll definitely buy this book. I'm going to read A Sure Thing.
Yeah.
It's a sure thing that I'm going to read A Sure Thing.
And it's not... Okay, Ian, what?
I didn't even win a Pulitzer, actually. I think...
Here he goes again. Let's get to our next bit.
And last week, everyone got a kick out of Snooki drunkenly interrupting JWoww and her man trying to smush next to her. However, sources reveal that Snooki was actually so drunk during filming that night, she had to be hospitalized for alcohol poisoning. Insiders close to the production reveal she had to be carried out of the nightclub dream by the show's producers. Snooki was out of commission for about 2 days and was left in pain after undergoing the hospital treatment.
This is episode 9.
So this is why she wasn't in the beginning of the episode.
That's
really.
Why I kept right? saying, "Where's Snooki? Where's Snooki?"
That she was actually at the hospital. And now, why wouldn't they?
Show that?
Yeah.
Because then it shows that they're kind of enabling this behavior.
So MTV decided.
Oh, which they totally are.
Right.
But then this is too on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ian, can you chime in from the left?
Yeah, okay. Let's have her keep being a clown for us, and eventually we'll bring about her destruction.
Are you on your cell phone?
Yeah.
He's on his anti-sneaky phone.
But that's
right.
Now, is it too conservative, too right-wing to have a landline? Forget it. Go ahead. Next item.
Dina Nicole Cortez, who's joined the cast for season 3, is a longtime friend of Snooki. She describes herself as class in a glass and a potty in a body. She had originally auditioned for season 1, but was rejected. I think it sounds promising.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. You know, Phil, you had mentioned this.
Yeah, and we saw her at the VMAs. Our other co-host, Maria Menounos, saw her at the VMAs. And, you know, her and Snooki look like twins.
And I read that actually Pauly and Situation really like this girl, and that she said there might be a little romance going on right now with somebody.
Currently? Oh, really? So not like she just said, a smush?
Well,
like...
she said, I don't know, maybe I'm doing this person, maybe I'm doing that person, maybe there's something real going on.
Yeah,
so
I think we need her because...
it fills Snooki, a nice void.
Yeah, yeah, Snooki needs like a wingman because JWoww in love...
JWoww's out of commission.
Yeah,
for a little
bit. We're going to need her. All right, let's keep going.
Mike the Situation Sorrentino has displayed a surprising focus as he competes for Dancing with the Stars crown. He credits his willingness to give up partying for his recent improvements, even canceling a Vegas hosting gig in lieu of dance practice. He wants to do well and knows that hard work is the only answer. So the other day, he and his partner rehearsed from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. after he finished a 5-hour photo shoot.
It's funny that he's going to give up drinking because he's coming out with his own alcohol line right now, so that should be a nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this might be a little bit of shenanigans. I mean, if he works out that as hard, he does work out very hard to have the body he does. So when he commits to something, I believe he's fully committed to dancing. I think he's very motivated. I think the way he's enterprising, I know his manager's very aggressive too.
Mm-hmm.
So I would believe the fact that I know.
I bet it'll be great.
Yeah, he's very different on that show. By the way, he's very different on Dancing with the Stars. If you guys have been watching.
I haven't been watching that, but I believe to initially get in that kind of shape, you have to have a really strict regimen. So
you do.
I would believe 100% that he's not drinking right now.
I would believe it, and I also believe that he wants to reach beyond the 5 or 6 million that he's got on the Jersey Shore and Dancing with the Stars, you know, with its 14 million people, which is in a different 14 million, maybe, mm-hmm. arguably, than the 6 that are watching Jersey Shore. I think he wants to reach out to them. I think that's why he's being very quiet on the show. He's much more subdued. Again, when he did the Access Hollywood Grammys,
mm-hmm.
on that show, he came across Ringo Starr, I mean, ginormous stars, and he was very humbled, and he was very very quiet, very reserved, very subdued. He may very well, it might be partly a business decision to be a little bit more respectable on the show, knowing he's reaching a bigger audience, but at the same time, because he, at the end of the day, he really is just a Jersey Shore kid, and he's now with the biggest stars in the world.
Yeah.
So I would buy the fact, seeing what he was, knowing what he was like at the Grammys doing Access, he might be also just quiet because he's just around way bigger
he's
stars.
He's also
than
older than the other people. So I that maturity.
Wait, the other people on the show?
On the show. Not on Dancing with the Stars.
No, on the show, but I'm saying, you're right. So he's old enough to balance
to
it.
See this opportunity in front of
him. But I think it's
him.
A little bit of his business acumen, like I yeah. need to be subdued, but I also think he's probably very, from what I saw at the Grammys, he's very overwhelmed with the, yes.
But you know what? I think he's a smart player, and I think that he's looking to go to the top right now. And
he is.
He's doing
he's
a good
going.
Job.
No, I'm proud of him.
Well, people going places, DJ Pauly G is getting his own show. Supposedly, it's going through the Hollywood machine as we speak, with a concept and name already in place and a possible startup date for shooting at the end of this month. And sources say the show will be DJ-related, traveling with Pauly Del Vecchio as he goes to clubs around the country and Canada.
Hmm.
I'm watching the show.
It's interesting if they're under exclusive contracts to MTV and if he had to get their permission.
I'm sure there's a clause. It's probably for MTV.
You think
it is for MTV. Yeah, I read that.
It's for MTV. Okay.
It's an MTV
okay.
show.
I would. Yeah, I'd watch
I'm
it.
I'm gonna watch that.
Him going to clubs or whatever.
I mean, love him.
He's lovable. It won't be as big as the Jersey Shore.
No.
But there's something to seeing music play and having people dance.
And I wanted to say that before also is that he is just another very likable guy. He's a very good character. I like him. I think that he's interesting enough, and he'll be able to carry a show.
Yeah, very charismatic.
And I think he'll be very much his element. And I've seen a lot of DJ Tiesto shows, and you know, watching that, you get off to people like really enjoying what they do. And I think Pauly D truly enjoys, you know, making people dance. And
I saw him at Mardi Gras last year, and he's all about the smiles. He's all about the fist pumps. He's great.
All right, let's get the next one.
Reports claim that Sammy was out with some girls in L.A. this weekend when Diddy pulled up and he called out to the Weedette. And he told her how much he loved the show and how he was thinking about her. And she turned her back and played with her phone, completely ignoring him. That's Diddy.
That's Diddy. That's so Sammy.
Talk about somebody on their high horse.
But I could,
Sammy.
But again, couldn't you see that with her?
Do you know what I thought? Is she racist?
Ian?
Racist, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I loved it. Like, but just for the fact, like, it's Diddy. You should want to meet him.
Do you think she didn't recognize him?
No. She knew who it was because then he even asked one of her friends, like, can I get your number?
Oh.
And we don't know what happened.
You know, that's awful because she thinks she's larger than he is now.
Yeah, no, that's.
She, like, lost 10 pounds and she's all that? No.
No.
Go ahead. JWoww was spotted in Vegas this weekend looking especially thin as she hosted an event at Jet Nightclub. Perhaps she was getting ready for her upcoming spread in Playboy. The final offer is standing, she reported to E.
Final offer is standing, meaning?
Like, at first it was like, oh, we're still in talks, and now the final offer is in place. So
has she accepted this final offer?
Oh, yeah, she wants to do it.
She's all in right now.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what? It's going to, I mean, people are going to buy it. Ian, Ian, you wouldn't.
I renewed my subscription. I'll be very angry if she doesn't.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to want to buy it. I think they're going to want to see JWoww nude. Why not?
Phil? I mean, it's come close enough.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, no, but there's still more to see, right, Phil?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm ready for it. It's not fully there unless it's fully there.
Phil, are you blushing a little bit right now?
I am not.
All right, let's move on.
Last but not least, Angelina announced via Twitter, that she will be releasing a single later this month on iTunes.
Oh, no.
Did she record this in her garage?
Who knows? What if the video was her on the dump, at the dump?
Oh, my. I just.
I don't know what to say about this one.
Yeah, I mean, this is the. You know what this is? This is some sleazebag producer grabbing her, knowing he can, you know, he at least can get someone to listen on iTunes. They'll just totally affect your voice.
Are you
going to
listen? Are you guys?
Yes.
I have to hear it once. I won't buy it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you dare buy that song, but listen.
Voice of an angel, that one.
But you know what, though? The only reason I buy it is because I don't believe in piracy. So I'm from the generation that still buys.
You YouTube it once and then you never listen again.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I can do that.
I think she's going to team up with Wu-Tang Clan. They're from Staten Island, too.
Oh, I can picture it now.
Is that really what you heard? No. Will you stop, Corey? You're getting as bad as Ian.
Now, Ian, what's worse, her or some producer helping her out and doing this for her, knowing that she could potentially be bad? In my opinion, she is bad. Or not doing it at all?
I don't have any problem with somebody if they want to try it, even if they're not that talented. I think a lot of people...
Yeah, but what if the world rejects it and then she goes into hiding or, quote, as you say, suicide or...
I hope she does. Not suicide, hiding.
Oh, that is a concern, yeah, of course.
And that's your Jersey Shore news and gossip for September 30th.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you very much, Lizzie. Well, let's see. Well, we're on to predictions for next week. Now, in only classic of the greatest show on television, could we have all of this drama for one day? And first, can I ask something, Ian? Ian?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there, like, music or anything on in the background where you're at?
No, there isn't.
Oh, really?
What?
Okay. Corey, you think it's next door, huh?
I kind of hear the chat.
You think it's a studio next door? Oh, wow. Okay. Anyway, predictions. Only on this show, this amazing show, could we have all this crazy drama. You would think next week would be about them just kind of hugging it out, drinking.
Going to the beach.
The witch
chilling.
Is finally gone. No! Like, next week is more insanity.
It's going to be robberies.
Yeah, smushing. And like it looks like Situation and Vinny. Now, you notice from season one, Now, they're MVP, and it's all good between them. But you guys remember season one, Vinny being like, you're 30, you're lame.
There's competition.
I never
want to
be
you.
Right. It's like the young lion and the old lion, you know, fighting for that alpha ground. And it always comes down to girls. They always have that, like.
Mike never forgot that.
Right. And then the sister and just. But it continues. Right. And Mike kind of likes to go and grab his girls or kind of show that he's still got it or he's got it more than
him. He always tries to steal Vinny's girls.
Right. Okay.
Always.
And now, but on this one, in this preview, though, it's Mike trying to steal Vinny's girl.
Yeah. I was a little confused exactly with what we saw. Was Vinny left to go to the bathroom?
Right.
And then Mike swooped in. But yeah. I don't think Mike knew when he swooped in that it was Vinny's girl.
Yeah, he said, where's your boy?
He said, he knew. No, he said, where's your boy? I think he was talking about, do you have a boy here? He was like, I don't want to leave this girl.
No. And she said, in the bathroom. He's like, oh.
No.
And then he goes,
he does it on purpose.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, no, he knew.
See, this is what I'm wondering. There are so many people in Miami. Why do they all have to step on each other's toes? Why do they have to go
for the
same guys?
It's a pissing game. Pissing contest.
It's kind of that, but also I really don't think that, I mean, there's not a lot of like 8s, 9s, and 10s out there.
Oh my God. There are so many 8s, 9s, and 10s.
Really?
Okay, there's not that
many
10s.
You got to start taking us out.
In South Beach, wow. I mean, first of all.
I was down there. Ian, you weren't on that trip.
All right, so Clutch is not the place to go. I mean, they're clearly going back to Clutch every week.
That's right.
Why are they going?
That's right. They're probably going to the same place for whatever reason.
Yeah,
emotional drinks.
And Ian, was it you or was it Phil that heard that they were, and maybe it wasn't either one of you guys, but I had heard that initially when they went down there, a lot of the bars didn't want them there.
Yeah, I wrote
that in my notes because I've been there a bunch of times. Not to say that I'm just the coolest person in the world.
No.
Although, who
but
knows?
But you are.
Clutch? Not that interesting. Not that cool.
And they're probably one of the places that agreed. And I think you're onto something, Phil. I think you're – because it's always the same people. They're seeing the same guys. I mean, how would they – like you said.
Grenade Gundle Chodes.
Thank you, Snooki, like, over there.
But, like, you know, why are Snooki and them kidding the same guy when it's, like, a whole city? And you're right. It's because they're in one little fish tank.
Yeah.
That's it. That's cracking that case.
We are cracking so many codes tonight.
It's huge. Huge. So many breakthroughs. So, but what else did we see on this for predictions? I mean, those two are going to brawl. But then we saw a lot of other drama going on, too, right?
What was the girl drama? Did we see a lot of girl drama?
I just saw, like, some screaming and tears and things like that.
It was a very blurry preview.
Yeah, I actually don't know besides the robbery. I feel like that was what they wanted you to focus on. So everything else, I was like, I don't know.
It could be that it's the last week in Miami. I mean, that was made very clear tonight. And I feel equally as sad that we only have so many episodes.
Oh,
you know, I don't even want to say the number of episodes.
It's going to be terrible.
So
it is going to be so painful. I'm hoping that the holidays will help get me through, but I know after the Super Bowl, Corey. Right after the Super Bowl, we're back on the shore, right?
They wrapped September 6th, third season.
For third season,
yeah.
Oh, real good stuff.
If you're listening, MTV, edit fast.
Yeah, right. Well, no,
we're crossing our fingers.
I'm sure they'll deliver for us. I mean, you know, that's not going to be the problem.
A lot of
teasers. But I like the idea how they're doing it in the real world. We only have 4 or 5 months to go. You know what I mean? Like, between shows. Oh, okay, you guys.
Yeah. No. Thank you.
All right, well, you guys, I think a lot got accomplished. A lot of major breakthroughs here. Ian, we know you're from the left. Stay there.
After Buzz exclusives.
But we love you guys.
All our callers, you can thank Ian for keeping you out of the conversation.
Yeah, nice job, Ian. Oh, boy, do we love the left. All right, guys, we'll tune in. We'll talk to you next week.
For producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer Corey Sheehan, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com or buzz into our Twitter account or Facebook page by searching AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
Oh, he did bitches plural.